Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Daled Chulin 134. In today's Daf Yomi, we come to the conclusion of the 10th chapter of Maseches Chulin, the chapter that's called Hazirah V'Alachayim, which is discussing the different parts that are the different gifts of the animal that are given to the Kohanim. And so in this context, the Gemara talks about an incident there where somebody brought something not only to a Kohen, but also to the Yeshiva. And there the understanding was that the Rosh Yeshiva, the head scholar, should have some access to it that's greater than everybody else. So the Gemara tells a story about Hahu Saka de Dinari de Asal Be Midrasha. Somebody came and they dropped off at the base medrash a bag of coins, gold coins that they just dropped off at the base medrash. And the person had presumably sent them on behalf of the people of the yeshiva. And immediately when they came there, Kadam Rabbi Ami Vizachaban. Rabbi Ami was the Rosh Yeshiva. He went and he took all the coins. He said that he it was his right to take them. So the Gemara asked the question, how could Rabbi Ami have done this? How could Rabbi Ami have done this? If we compare this to the Kohen doesn't have the right to go and grab the gifts. We have to wait for someone to give it specifically to him. Vaksiv, with respect to the Kohen and the gifts of the Kohen, it says, Vinasan la Kohen hazroa, that the person has to give to the Kohen the part of the animal that he's giving him, means v'lo sheyitol me'atzmo, that the Kohen is not allowed to take it on his own. And if that's the case, how could Rabbi Ami have done this? So there are two answers that the Gemara gives to this question. The first answer was Rabbi Ami nami laniyim zachi bahan. That Rabbi Ami wasn't taking it for himself. Rabbi Ami was taking on behalf of the poor people. That Rabbi Ami, as the Rosh Yeshiva, had the right to take it, but the reason why he was taking it was because if he wouldn't take it, then he was worried that the aniyim, the poor people, would not get anything. And there were many poor people in the base medrash and many of the yeshiva students, but there were other poor people around the city. And Rabbi Ami wanted not only the students of the yeshiva to get it, but he also wanted the poor people throughout the city to get it. And so therefore, that was his right as the head scholar of the generation, that was given to the yeshiva on behalf of him to decide how to distribute it. And so therefore he jumped up and he took it for all the poor people around the city. That's the answer of the Lev Aryeh. However, Seder Adoros gives a different answer, and he writes, no, that Rabbi Ami got it to distribute equally among the students of the yeshiva. And so therefore that was also his right to do. So the first answer is that Rabbi Ami did not take it for himself. He took it to distribute to all the poor people that were under his direction, or who he was able to give it to. Alternative answer, the Gemara gives Ibaisema Adam Choshev Shani, that because Rabbi Ami was such the Rosh Yeshiva, he was such a great scholar, there's a different law as it relates to him. Even though the Kohen, generally speaking, can't take it, it has to be given to him. That's talking about a regular Kohen, but as the Kohen Gadol, or the Rosh Yeshiva in this case, who's the parallel to the Kohen Gadol, there we say that he has extra privileges. As it states in the Brisa, with respect to the Kohen Gadol, it states about the Kohen Gadol, Va'Kohen HaGadol Me'achav, the Kohen who is greater than his brother. So this refers to the high priest, but the Gemara cites the Brisa that what does it mean? She'yeh Gadol Me'achav Benoi B'chachmo Va'osher. And indeed, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be greater than his brothers in appearance. The Kohen Gadol was supposed to be very handsome, a very good-looking person. B'chachma, the Kohen Gadol was supposed to be wiser. U'ba'usher, the Kohen Gadol was supposed to be wealthier. V'acher morim, and the alternative position of the Braisa is minayim she'enwa. And I said the alternative position, but really the commentaries point out it's not necessarily arguing with the previous position, that maybe it's just coming to add on. That's what the Gvur Sari says, that the Acherim are not really arguing with the Tanakhama, but they're adding on to it, that what does it mean that is Gadol Me'achav Benoi V'chachma Osher? What does that mean? Acherim say, Minayim Shem Eno. How do we know that if the Kohen Gadol, who they selected, is not actually wealthier than everybody else, and he doesn't have that much money, what needs to be done is She'achav HaKohanim Megadlin Oso, that his brothers, the Kohanim, need to give him more money. They need to make sure that he is wealthy. As the verse states, V'Kohen HaGadol Me'achav, the Kohen who is greater than his brothers, Gadlu Mishel Achav, that his brothers need to support him, and not just support him, but he needs to be living like a wealthy lifestyle. And we see from here also, as it relates to the Rosh Yeshiva, to Rabbi Ami, that his brothers needed to support him in a way that was even greater than the rest of the students of the yeshiva, and so therefore he had the right to take this money. That's the alternative answer that's found in the Braisa according to the Chachamim, and so therefore was permitted for Rabbi Ami to take these coins for himself, because the rest of the people of the yeshiva needed on their own to give it to Rabbi Ami, and so therefore he was within his rights to also take it. This is the alternative position. So the first position is Rabbi Ami didn't take it for himself, he gave it to the poor people. The second position is that he had a right, every right, and he took it for himself. The Ava Shoham gives two other answers. The Ava Shoham, in his explanation, he says, what does it mean, a Kohen, a Gadol, me'achiv, that this refers to the idea that where is the greatness of the Kohen Gadol? The Iker Gadluso, the Iker greatness of the Kohen Gadol is Rak Mishel Achav, is only from his brothers and not from himself, because they are the ones who pick him up. And so therefore he's not worthy of anything from himself, but he's only worthy of something via his brothers. That's the first answer of the Ava Shoham. The second answer is that the greatness of the Kohen Gadol only comes Mishel Achiv, only comes if he's able to bring about unity, only if he's able to bring about Achva Vareus, that if he gets the people to be inspired to bring about unity with Hashem, that is the greatness of the Kohen Gadol, and unity amongst their fellow friends. But short of that, that is not the greatness of the Kohen Gadol. And so we see the Ava Shoham says, first of all, his greatness is it because it comes from his brothers, or it comes on account of the fact that it brings peace amongst his brothers.